This is
Cyber Station USA.
I warn you, their ingenuity goes hand in hand with their technology.
I think it's fair to call this hostile territory,
but you, I'll make an exception.
What you hold in your hand is the proof of their power.
Come here. You're not hurt, right?
And good evening. It's Jazz Journeys on CyberStationUSA.com. I am AJ, back with you for another evening of modern jazz. So basically that means we go back as far as the 50s and visit music from throughout the decades. And in this case tonight, we'll hear some classics from George Benson. Also music from the Oscar Peterson Trio, live and studio. And just to keep you honest, we'll hear something recent from John Scofield as well. Meanwhile, if you have some thoughts, an idea perhaps, you know what to do. Drop an email to drummond59@gmail.com. So that would be drummond59@gmail.com. So with music from Billy Butler to get us started from the Acid Jazz series. Billy Butler and something called the Twang Thang. We'll continue in a moment with music from John Scofield on Jazz Journeys.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Well, there's music from George Benson, one of the musicians we're featuring this evening on Jazz Journeys. And we just finished up with something called The Cooker from the George Benson Cookbook, dating way back to 1967. And we heard from Lonnie Smith on organ with Ronnie Cuber on Barry Sax, Marion Booker on drums. joining George, of course, on guitar and forming the George Benson Quartet back in 1967. We also went to a recording called The New Boss Guitar of George Benson with the brother Jack McDuff Quartet. This time we went back to 1964, and we heard Shadow Dancers. And joining George on that date, Jack McDuff, as mentioned, on organ, Red Holloway on tenor, Ronnie Boykins on bass with Montego Joe on drums. Joining George on Shadow Dancers, the new boss guitar of George Benson. George's recording back in 1972 was called Beyond the Blue Horizon. And we actually went to a collection called Jazz Moods / Hot to hear George's rendition of So What, another classic from George. The original recording's called Beyond the Blue Horizon. And in lieu of a lineup, you can go to jazzmoods.com, or you can also go to legacyrecordings.com, too, to find more information. John Scofield got us started this evening. Something much more recent, of course. From just a few years back in 2015, John's recording that year was called Past Present. And we went to that to hear Slinky. And the folks joining John, Joe Lovano on tenor, Larry Grenadier on double bass, Bill Stewart the drummer, and John himself, John Scofield, guitarist and leader. And in this case, more information at johnscofield.com. You can also go to impulse-label.com. Or universalmusicclassics.com as well. So there you go. We've started another jazz journey. And feedback is most welcome. And you can go to drummond59@gmail.com to borrow, lend, steal, give us your story. Perhaps a request. So, as we indicated earlier on, we're going to continue now with music from Oscar Peterson and his trio Plus One, and that would be Clark Terry on trumpet. So, let's continue in a moment or so with music from Oscar Peterson and his trio on Jazz Journeys. Thank you. music from Oscar Peterson and his trio. Mind you, this time it was technically a quartet, but he calls it a trio. That's good with me. We went to Oscar Peterson Plus One, featuring Clark Terry on trumpet. So there's the fourth right there. Something called Roundelay from Oscar. Ed Thigpen is on drums with Ray Brown, the bassist. Clark Terry, as mentioned, special guest on trumpet. Does some vocals here and there as well, and flugelhorn too. Oscar Peterson, of course, pianist and leader. On something called Roundelay, recorded back in 1964. We went to a live recording from the trio. Again, there's four gentlemen here, but we'll stick with trio. Live at the Blue Note. And this one goes back a few years to 1990. And we went to this to hear Sushi. Herb Ellis is the guitarist, Ray Brown on bass, and Bobby Durham on drums. And we went back to the Oscar Peterson Trio Plus One to hear one more from that recording, featuring Clark Terry. And we heard Squeaky's Blues. And again, those guys are Ed Thigpen on drums, Ray Brown the bassist, and Clark Terry, again, special guest on trumpet. So there's some Oscar Peterson for you. Another feature that we were doing this evening, along with George Benson and other stuff. And speaking of which, if you want to hear some other stuff, go to Wednesday night on the archive, and you'll find Major Brooks, Tamisa Bennett, and Joan Watson-Jones doing their stuff. Jazz in different directions. So way back, we started the program with something from John Scofield, Past, Present. And let's hear one more from that. In fact, the title track, in a moment, on Jazz Journeys. Thank you. We're sneaking in one more from Oscar Peterson, one of our featured musicians this evening on Jazz Journeys. So one more from Live at the Blue Note, recorded back in 1990. Blues for Big Scotia is what we're hearing. And we did finish up with one more from John Scofield, title track to Past Present. And this is just a few years back, 2015. Joe Lovano on tenor, Larry Grenadier on double bass, Bill Stewart, the drummer, and Johnny himself on the guitar. And more information, of course, at johnscofield.com. You can also go to impulse-label.com too for more detail. So that'll do it for us. We're heading out with something called Big Blues, rather, for Big Scotia, once again. From Oscar Peterson with Herb Ellis, Ray Brown, and Bobby Durham. Meanwhile, have a great week. And a great night, whatever you're doing. And we will talk to you a little bit later on. Once again, Oscar Peterson and the boys will take us home. Talk to you later.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.